sometimes you just need a unbiased opinion in your life when you have an issue. So who do you come to? Come to the Ben and Kel with the microphones.
We have microphones and lots of opinions. Sure. This is Free Therapy with the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
Amanda, hey.
Hey, how are you?
Good. What's the news?
Well, I just got back from vacation with my now fiance.
Congratulations. Yay! There you go.
Yeah, sort of. Maybe yay, not yay. Oh. The vacation was great, and of course, he proposed, and I'm super excited about it. I mean, I really love him, but the ring he proposed with...
Oh, you don't like it? Too small, something like that?
No, it actually is the complete opposite. It's huge, like, so big and flashy, and it's not me. I am very petite. I'm very simple. I don't wear a lot of jewelry. Everything I wear is, like, dainty, and... I mean, the ring is gorgeous, but it's super flashy and showy. I guess I'm worried, like, does he even know me at all?
Oh.
This is unexpected. Yeah. I got to be honest.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I know, and my friends think I'm overreacting too, but I just can't shake the feeling, like, does he not get me at all? Because everything I wear is dainty and tiny, and I feel very showy and just not me. It's not genuine. And I'm just, I don't know, I'm just embarrassed to wear a ring that expensive.
Oh, wow.
He keeps asking me why am I not posting pictures? And I don't know what to do. Well, what do you, am I just ridiculous?
Like, literally, I thought you were going to go with the ring's not big enough.
Or, that's usually
like what we hear. Right, yeah. Exactly. But this is completely the opposite. So, I mean, I kind of get from the standpoint of, hey, you know, I'm kind of a reserved person, and this is, like, not my personality, but...
But are you second-guessing, like, the entire relationship now because you think, like, that he doesn't know you from this?
A little bit. Yeah.
Wow.
Okay, that's the bigger issue, yeah. I think, is if this could be, like, a deal-breaker for you as a sign that you're taking that he doesn't truly know you the way you think he needs to know you.
Right.
Well, Amanda, we're getting some text messages already on how you should approach this. 502-571-9970. So if you want to, I mean, are you going to maybe talk to him this weekend about it, you think? Or here, I tell you what, why don't you hang out, listen, and then go from there?
Okay.
Yeah, because, I mean, we'd love to be able to hear some sort of, just what he has to say, like his side of it. Stacy, she texts in at 502-571-9970. It's not that he doesn't know you. It's a territorial thing. He wants everyone to see you're engaged from Mars, apparently.
Someone else said, lady, you're ridiculous. Maybe he was just trying to be super expressive with how much he loves you.
Yeah. Yes, you are ridiculous. Lindsay says, yeah, you're overreacting. He's a man. He doesn't get it. Just shut it and be happy you're engaged. That's reading way too much into it. All right. Well, yeah. I mean, if you want to comment, you can. 502-571-9970.
How many people want to see a picture of the ring?
Yeah.
I mean,
I kind of need to see this ring.
I know.
I mean,
I want to see. Yeah, exactly. Still got a text message. I got navy blue bed sheets for my birthday last month. I wasn't expecting that. Navy blue bed sheets. I prefer light colored bed sheets. But bed sheets, LOL. You don't even know me.
Maybe they were Egyptian cotton. I don't know.
You don't even know me.